Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And good afternoon to you, Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK. You can find us at stevejonesshow.com, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Twitter handle at Steve Jones PSU. Sean Carey here. Steve on his way into the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Be with you live till 5 today. And then we'll have our late day news roundup. Chris Elio is at the anchor desk this afternoon. Thanks to Chris for spending time here on the show with Steve on Monday. Hope you had a terrific 4th of July holiday yesterday. And by the way, after Chris with the late day news roundup, we will have Phillies baseball once again tonight here on WKOK. It's game number 3. Of the 4-game series, the PA showdown between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Philadelphia Phillies. Going to send rookie right-hander Ben Lively to the mound tonight. Against Garrett Cole. Cole's coming in with a record of 6-7. Lively 1-3. Andrew McCutchen with quite the game yesterday. A couple of home runs. So we'll see if the Phillies can bounce back tonight, get some offense going after the shutout yesterday. So that's a 6:30 airtime tonight. First pitch will be 7:05 here on WKOK, your home for Phillies baseball. A lot going on here on the Steve Jones Show over the next couple of days. We are going to have later on today Dieter Kurkenbach. Dieter spent some time with us on the show last year. We considered him our NBA Finals embed. He was our main source checking in from the NBA Finals as the Cleveland Cavaliers were at the point getting ready to make their move after that 3-1 series deficit to Golden State. So we're looking forward to having Dieter back on the show because we have a lot of NBA free agency going on. Another big signing happened last night. We'll tell you more about that. Also looking forward to tomorrow's show. Longtime New York Times sports media writer. He has been with the Times, I want to say, a good 30-plus years. Richard Sandomir. He has written a new book, and it centers on the movie The Pride of the Yankees. So we'll get a take on the book and get an opportunity to chat with Richard coming up tomorrow. He's scheduled to join us tomorrow afternoon at 4:06 here on the show. Looking forward to that very much.
Very much. I think it'd be great. I've gone through the book. It's really well done. It's very detailed. And part of what happens is, for example, I remember you and I saw a preview of the movie. It was entitled, My Life is the Suit. And it was just like more, like in the end, because we know the subject as well as we do, it seemed like it was more myth than anything. Did you feel that way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the same thing with this Lou Gehrig thing. Like, how much of it's true and how much of it's myth? People are asking, like, what theater was the Suit movie in? And I'm like, got pulled quickly.
Not a lot of revenue with that one. No.
Yeah, but you know what happens, though, with movies is this. You go to a movie that's based on a true story. And I'll give you an example. I think I used this example the other day, but you weren't on the show. You're sunning yourself next with Governor Christie. And what? And the movie Apollo 13. In the movie, now most of what is in Apollo 13, the movie, is actually factually accurate. Okay, most of it is. The one part that's not quite, like, is not quite there. I mean, it's a little bit of a stretch, but it's done to make the story easier. I mean, I can understand why they did it the way they did. Ken Mattingly was supposed to be the third guy going up. He's going to be the command module pilot. And then it turns out that he had been exposed to the measles, and he hadn't had measles yet. So they didn't want to risk it. Suddenly it breaks out in space, and there's Lovell and Hayes, and he's got the measles. So they put Jack Swigert in. Now, Swigert becomes the control module pilot. Well, when they had to shut everything down after the explosion in space, at some point they had to figure out a way, because they'd never done it before, to get the spacecraft back up so they could bring it back to Earth. Well, in the movie, it's Mattingly that goes into the simulator, the command module, and he's the one, along with John Young and one other individual whose name I don't know. And they figure out how to do it without taking the amps and throwing it over where, you know, it's just not going to happen to make any sense. In reality, it was not. I mean, Mattingly did a little bit of that, a little bit. But they had a series of individuals go into that simulator and do it. But for artistic license, they only had him do it. See what I mean? I mean, accurate, but not completely on that. Well, that's what happens in movies. And now, in the 30s, or I guess in the 40s when this movie was made, how much was reality and how much was myth? And that's what we will explore with Richard Sandomir tomorrow. And we got Dennis Dodd today. We got Dieter Kurtenbach today. We got a lot going on today. It's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it very much. How was your 4th of July?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. Spent some time yesterday in King Street Park, Northumberland at Pine Knotter Days. That continues tonight, tomorrow, and Friday. And our sister station, Eagle 107, will be set up in our Salem RV mobile studio. I'll be heading back down for a broadcast on Friday night for the closing night. But if you get a chance, stop by tonight. Great band Into the Spin be performing tonight at Pine Knotter Days, and it should be a beautiful night for that.
Well, all right.
We carved out a few hours there yesterday. A lot of fun.
Anybody ask about the show?
Quite a few.
Anybody ask about the set?
Nobody.
Oh, devastating.
Soul crusher.
Well, maybe they didn't need digital media.
I wasn't even there 5 minutes yesterday, and we're in a 2018 model that Salem RV gave Eagle 107 head for the week, and there was a couple.
Oh, that's nice.
That was in the market for an RV.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Wow, that's really cool.
I was going to put an APB out to Greg at Salem RV. We may have to get a replacement here for the rest of our broadcast this week. This model could be going off the market rather quickly.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is really cool. I like that. Well,
tell Greg I sent you. Don't know if I'll get 6% back on that or not. I'm not sure. I'll keep you posted.
Okay, there we go. Another guy aiming for commission. Well, I'm glad they asked about the show. It's nice.
Yeah.
So that's very, very good. You know, the suit part. Did they ask about suit light?
No.
Did the Olympics or bowling come up?
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. All right, so what? So what time we got Dieter on today?
We will have Dieter on next hour, 4:06.
4:06. Well, how about we go, let's see, how about Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports Talk of Fitbow, how about we go 4:35 with him? Does that make sense to you?
Works for me.
I will only do what you tell me.
No, you tell me. We're good to go.
No, I have to tell you. If I don't tell you, then we're all messed up. and all messed up. The Pirates and the Phillies will play again tonight. Aaron Nola was great the other day, wasn't he? Yeah, 4-0 shutout. Freddie Galvis, wife had a baby in the morning? And then he went out and hit a home run. Now, yesterday, McCutchen hit 2 home runs. McCutchen, to his credit, since May 24th, has hit .408, the highest average in baseball. Not since June 24th, since May 24th, he has hit .408. And that's one of the reasons why I completely agree with the wisdom of the Pirates when it comes to, look, let's just keep him in center field. I know he can be a liability there, but he's got a comfort level at the plate, and at least at the spot, we can live with it. There's no doubt that, you know, I mean, look, they lose something there. I mean, this is, not, you know, you're talking, I know our play-by-play call of the day is Andrew Benintendi. The Red Sox have the killer bees. McCutchen is no Jackie Bradley in center field. yeah, I mean, not even close. But Marte got the 80-game suspension. McCutchen's hitting .408 since May 24th. I know you're saying defense, that, you know, the .408's an offensive number, but I think part of his comfort level is that he's playing the spot that he is most comfortable with, and I think it translates across the board to how you play the game. Marte has to play left field. I think Marte being back will have some effect on McCutchen in a positive way. I think the person that's going to have more effect on anybody else is going to be Polanco. I think he'll take a lot of pressure off Polanco. I think he'll take a lot of pressure off of him. Adam Haseley at Williamsport, the Phillies' first-round pick. I got my first look at him yesterday afternoon, and we'll see him again tonight here. He has great tools. He has a good arm. He breaks on the ball well. In fact, he has an excellent arm. He has an excellent arm, breaks on the ball really well in the outfield, takes good routes at the plate. For the most part, is pretty good plate discipline. And yesterday, Williamsport won 4-2. They were down 2-0. They scored 3 in the 7th and 1 in the 8th. And what did each one have in common? The guy that jump-started each rally was Adam Haseley, who got a hit and then stole a base. And you have to realize, I believe those are only the second and third stolen bases that have been successful against State College all season. The whole season. They've only had like 3 successful steals against them all year. And he stole it. He's got a nice look to him. And I did not realize until I was going through the bio, I mean, I knew he pitched, but I didn't realize how good he was as a pitcher at Virginia. I mean, really good. Like 9th in the nation in ERA good. How about, I mean, that's, now the Phillies obviously want him to be an outfielder, but you're a Phillies fan, I strongly recommend over the next 2 or 3 weeks, you go up to Williamsport, to that beautiful ballpark they've got up there, and catch this kid. I would strongly recommend that. We'll take a break. We'll come back, try to rehab the Suits image in a moment. Because honestly, I mean, it's just no crowd response. On News Radio 1070 WKOK. Great to have you with us on the show today. Fun with Dieter Kurtenbach coming up about NBA free agency. 406 Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports, to join us at 4:35 today. Richard Sandomir tomorrow. My brother on Friday. I'm trying to think what doesn't fit there. All right, so we got a lot going on the show. Let's give the Southeastern Conference its just due here. Think about this. Southeastern Conference Media Day is coming up on Monday through Thursday. the 10th through the 13th. SEC Media Days, Hoover, Alabama. Think of the genius of this. What's Monday in sports?
Home Run Derby.
Exactly. That's it. What's Tuesday?
Obviously, day after the Home Run Derby would be the All-Star Game.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
What's Wednesday?
Absolutely nothing.
What's Thursday? Same thing. Absolutely nothing.
Oh, they're not starting baseball Thursday? Not till Friday. Wow. I mean,
nothing's going on. They've got the whole thing to themselves. It's brilliant. I mean, maybe somebody goes back Thursday. Baseball go back Thursday, maybe? It's ingenious. You're like, God, they're already doing SEC Media Day at July 10th. And then you sit back and realize, wait a minute, there's nothing going on July 10th. A meaningless at-night home run derby thing. There's nothing in the day. All-star game, exhibition game on Tuesday. Nothing during the day. Then Wednesday, there's nothing. Now, when do the Phillies go back and play again?
Actually, they don't go back to play till next Friday, the 14th. Next Friday. Yeah.
See, I think the new basic agreement is that everybody gets off through Thursday. I believe that that's how it works. And now, for baseball, I completely understand from the player's point of view the need to have some time off. It is a 162-game grind. So I understand that. Now let's take it from the sports calendar's point of view. In the sports calendar's point of view, it kills them because you finally have the landscape to yourself. And three of the days, you're not playing baseball. Now, does baseball need to change in terms of days off? And I know this is something they're talking about over and over again, is how much time do players need off? Do you need to give them a day off once every 2 weeks? Do you need to make it once a week? How do you do this? How do you work the schedule so that you have, players that at least have some semblance of being fresh? And that's a hard formula to find. And you should, and do you get worn out by baseball every day, or do you miss it? That's the next question. I'll get it. Sean, they'll play 7 days a week. When they're off, do you miss it?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Sometimes it has a lot to do with the mood I'm in when it comes to wanting to catch a good game.
But you're a moody guy.
I can be.
There's so much I've got to deal with all the time. I just, between trying to keep you happy and dealing with the suit's massive depression, I got to find a balance here.
He may not be too depressed. He's actually off this week.
What's the difference between this week and the other weeks? Drew just drove off the road.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Back with you on the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. By the way, you can listen to our podcast if you if there's a day or two along the way you're not able to catch us live. Our podcast
works?
It does work. It does work.
Okay.
Our podcast numbers are going up, looking very good.
Really?
It is. And actually, we have a
What have we done?
Well, what's really cool, Steve, what's really cool, it's almost down the middle, 50-50, when it comes to people either listening to us on iTunes, on Apple Podcast, or Google Play. It's almost 50-50, which is really cool. So go to either Google Play or Apple Podcast. If you have an Apple iPad or an iPhone, you can download the Apple Podcast app, subscribe to our podcast, and if you listen to us that way, don't hesitate to leave us a review or just go to our podcast page at stevejonesshow.com.
Of all the people in the world that would take advantage of technology. I mean, think about it. I mean, I'm just not.
There's this really cool option we have, too. We're also able to track the top 10, the top 10 most listened to shows on our podcast.
Oh, and do we know what they are?
I can. A couple clicks here, I can look into it for you. Yeah, I'll send you some information on that.
I'm just pour it out in the air. Who cares? Now, you can look at that. I'll do This Day in Sports History. 1947, Larry Doby pinch hit for the Cleveland Indians against the Chicago White Sox. That made him the first black player to play in the American League. 1975, Arthur Ashe became the first African-American man to win the Wimbledon singles title when he beat Jimmy Connors in four sets. Now, I'll never forget that day. I watched it, the whole thing. Connors, for whatever reason, this is where John McEnroe, where I've always respected John McEnroe, always played Davis Cup, always. McEnroe never missed Davis Cup. Jimmy Connors hardly ever played Davis Cup. I remember Arthur Ashe came up to warm up, and he had his Davis Cup warm-up on. And then he took Connors apart. It was a really great performance. 1997, Martina Hingis, at the age of 16, became the youngest Wimbledon winner in 110 years when she beat Jana Novotná in the women's final. 1998, Roger Clemens, then with the Toronto Blue Jays, picked up his 3,000th career strikeout. And in 2005, Roger Federer won Wimbledon, his 15th Grand Slam tennis title. That is This Day in Sports History. So what's the most popular show? Was it The Day I Was Out?
No, that's not true. Let's see. Oh, you're going to get a kick out of this. You may have to get your brother Kevin on the phone. Three out of the top five shows that we've had the last month or so, three of the top five shows are Friday shows.
Really?
Yeah. How about that?
You've got to tell him. He'll get a kick out of that. He'll get a kick out of that.
He will. That's very cool.
The wild card of all wild cards. How about that? Oh, that's really neat. That's really neat.
One of our most listened to shows was a couple of weeks ago when we had a lot of hockey talk on right after the Pens won the Stanley right. Cup, and we had Bob Grove on.
Oh, good. That's good.
Yep.
Bob's an awesome guy. Really is. We've been very, very, very fortunate. Dennis died in the final half hour today. Dennis has always been, every time I see Dennis, we always have great conversations, and he always says, hey, anytime you want me on the show. You know, I was like, hey, okay. So, reached out, and he said, yeah, I'll do the show. Think, well, good. You told me you would. Now, so we'll talk with him in the final half hour. Dieter Kurtenbach, Let's start with this part. Dieter was just let go by Fox Sports. Now, somebody's going to pick him up. I mean, it's not... Okay. But, I mean, that, the way the industry is going right now... Boy, I'm not talking about the radio part of it. I'm not talking about the TV part of it, even though I know ESPN had layoffs. But the writing part of it is getting savaged. I think you agree with that, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there were some... It didn't get a lot of play within the last year in regards to the... You know, the announcement of the ESPN cuts back in April, and there was a little bit of, we heard a little bit last week with the 20 or so people that were left and that were let go from Fox Sports, but Sports Illustrated had some, they had to trim a little bit of their staff members too within the last year or so. So yeah, it's almost literally been an across the board thing.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, think of this. John Clayton, Dieter Kurtenbach, Seth Davis. Those are three signature names from three different companies that all write. Now, they're all used on TV, but their primary is that they're writers. Jason Stark, Andy Katz, all the hockey people, although I just saw Emily Kaplan just left Sports Illustrated to take jobs hockey. That's always been Emily's first love anyway. You know, Emily wrote for the Daily Collegian for a few years of Penn State grad. Hockey's always been her first love. But, I think Chad Ford, who's the NBA draft analyst, I think he was one of those. I mean, most of these people were... I mean, Dana O'Neill? Dana O'Neill is not good. Dana O'Neill is a great writer. Great writer. Great information person. Well-connected. What I find interesting is that so many people that I know have connections that can make a difference on a story or have been part of the ones that have been let go. Now I realize that, look, these are financial decisions. I've got that part. But it is amazing the number of people that are really, in my opinion, well connected that can make a difference that sports fans, I think sports fans love information. And Dieter Kurtenbach will have a lot of information coming up in the next half hour. Dieter's got a lot of connections, information. Dennis Dodd will be with us in the final half hour. He's got connections. It helps him get a story. He can make a phone call to get a story context because they'll answer the call. And I say this with all due respect to people who are up and coming and doing what, because look, at one point I was an up and coming person. At one point, Sean was an up-and-coming person. So each one of us understands that you've got to kind of weave your way through the system and develop some connections over time and so forth to get to that spot. But if the phone rings and it's a blogger that's, I don't know, 6 months to 18 months into it, and they call... Let's pick somebody, Jay Wright, for some context on something. Is Jay Wright going to answer the phone? But if Andy Katz or Dana O'Neill calls Jay Wright, pick up the phone right away. Thus, we as the viewer, the reader, the listener, we greatly benefit from it because they have the ability to get something to us as quickly as possible because they've got people that will pick up the phone when they call them. I mean, Dick Girardi, for example, if he needs something from Rick Pitino, Dick can call him. Dick's going to pick up the phone right away. Right away. Conversely, being in this for a long time, you know, I think it's allowed us and helped us because over time you get to know some people. That's allowed us to get a Dennis Dodd on the show, a Dieter Kurtenbach, a Philip Pritchard like we had on Friday, which was a lot of fun. You know, we've had some great writers and broadcasters on this show. And over the years, it's because we've developed some sort of, at one point or another, we've either run into each other or whatever. I mean, it does help. In other words, if we send out an email or make a phone call, in terms of response, we usually get a response, what do you think, 8 out of 10, Sean?
Not too, yeah, right around in there. I mean, I've noticed, especially me, with my second year now on the show with you, I mean, I'm not saying all my responses are getting replied back quicker the second year, but more than others compared to last year, I'm getting replies back quicker. Plus, you know, after getting the first year under my belt, I'm always running different names passed your way to take a litmus test as to see which one would, you know, really make a really great impact and be a good substantial guest here on the show.
But what helps is at least we get responses.
Right. And I'm getting a lot more this year compared to last year.
Well, it's the same thing with these reporters and dealing with figures. I mean, for example, if something happens and I need something from James Franklin, he'll call me back every single time or text me if I text him. I mean, every time, like every call I've ever made to him, he's always called back and vice versa. Every time he's called me, I've called him back. But every text I've ever sent him or vice versa, it's always been immediate. I mean, that's what these guys, these men and women do. And I think that that's the part that's going to quietly suffer. I realize money comes into play. I've got that part. I know it. I know money comes into play. I know budgets have to be held, and there's corporate interests, and I get all that part. But don't let anybody snow you that you're going to be better off as a viewer or a listener or a reader because these companies made these moves. I mean, Fox eliminated its writing component. They dropped 20 people, including Dieter. And I'm looking at the ESPN list. Remember what I told you that said the first day, Sean? I said, these are all the, how did I put it? These are all the,
let's say higher profile, but more people.
No. That's not, it wasn't what I was, no. I mean, I know what you're driving at, but I remember that wasn't the expression I used.
No.
It was, these are all the meat and potatoes people. These are the ones that give you the meat and the potatoes. Andy Katz on college basketball. John Clayton on football. Jason Stark on baseball. Now, we had Tim Kirchin on the show on Friday. Now, Tim's one of those guys. Well-connected. Can call any player, any GM, any agent, any manager, anytime. They'll pick up the phone like that. But you need more than one guy like that. Now, they have Buster Olney, too. But you lose a lot by not having a Jason Stark. You lose a lot by not having a John Clayton. You lose a lot by not having a Chad Ford. You lose a lot by not having an Andy Katz. I mean, you just lose a lot. Not a little, you lose a lot. You lose a lot by not having a Dana O'Neill. And I'm talking about when... And it's not just the company that loses a lot. More importantly to me, it is the viewer, the reader, the listener. You're the ones, and when it comes to what Fox and what ESPN does and others do, I'm like the rest of you. I'm in that pool listening to them or reading them. Now, that's why, you know, there's certain people that like a Rich Scarcella. We got Rich on anytime, or Mark Wogenrich, or we can have Bob Flounders on. We can have Neil Riddell on. The long list of people that we have on this show. Frank Bodani, York Daily Record. Donnie Collins, we have on a lot. I mean, these are all people I have tremendous respect for. Tremendous respect. We have Audrey on. We have, I'm trying to get Ryan Callahan on the show. And Ryan's going to do the show, by the way, from 24/7. But we've got to work out, like, what number do I get him? All he did was, hey, yeah, I'd love to have you on the show. He goes, hey, I'd love to do the show. Great. Because I have a lot of respect. Ryan's one of those young guys. He's young, but he's very good. Does a lot of film analysis, things like that. Yeah, Mark Brennan. Ryan Snyder, good, hardworking people that give out information. They get info to you. And that's the part ESPN cut out. When the info stops being important and the yelling and the screaming is more important. And I'm not talking about the games. The games are what drive the entire network to begin with. But the argument shows, when that starts being far more important than the information, I, as the old person here, get concerned. I get concerned about that. All right. I mean, who would base an entire show on an argument? Oh, wait a minute. We'll come back with more in a moment. This Radio 1070 WKOK.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
All right, next half hour, Dieter Kurtenbach, NBA free agency. It's amazing. They all walked into the GMs and said, I want the same as the suit. Gordon Hayward got $27 million. Then Dennis Dodd in the final half hour of the show. Another fun one today brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, your home for the Phillies.
Your home for the Phillies. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunbury.